Crumbling Ukrainian energy infrastructure blasted by another barrage of Russian missiles, drones. By AP and Jack Montgomery on November 17, 2022. Russian airstrikes inflicted more damage on Ukraine on Thursday, with the latest barrage smashing into energy infrastructure, apartment buildings and an industrial site. At least four people were killed and more than a dozen others wounded in drone and missile strikes around the country, authorities said. Air raid sirens sounded all across Ukraine early Thursday amid fears that Moscow was unleashing its latest large-scale missile attack as the war approaches its nine-month milestone. In Kyiv, the city's military administration said air defenses shot down at least two cruise missiles and five Iranian-made exploding drones. Ukrainian air defenses this week appear to have had far higher rates of successful shootdowns than during previous barrages last month, analysts say. The improvement results in part from Western-supplied air defense systems. But some missiles and drones still get through. The Russian strikes hit Dnipro in Ukraine's southern Odessa region for the first time in weeks. Valentin Reznichenko, governor of the eastern Dnipropetrovsk region, said a large fire erupted in Dnipro after the strikes on the city hit an industrial target. The attack wounded at least 14 people, among them a teenage girl, and all were being treated in city hospitals, Reznichenko said. Dnipro Mayor Boris Filatov said in a Facebook post that one of his staff was among the wounded and showed a photo of what he said was her coat pierced by a piece of shrapnel. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky posted on Telegram a video that he said was one of the blasts in Dnipro. The video from a vehicle dashcam shows a fiery blast engulfing a rainy road. "This is another confirmation from Dnipro of how terrorists want peace," Zelensky wrote, referring to the Kremlin's forces. "The peaceful city and peoples wish to live their accustomed lives. Going to work, to their affairs. A rocket attack." Zelensky said he has discussed the barrage with the prime ministers of Britain and Canada in a telephone call. "Had a phone talk with Rishi Sunak, Justin Trudeau, today. Briefed on the new wave of Russian missile terror. Called for increased assistance to Ukraine in creating a missile shield," he wrote on Twitter. "I thanked Britain and Canada for the strong support of Ukraine in countering the aggression of the Russian Federation." Elsewhere, a Russian strike that hit a residential building killed at least four people overnight in Vilnia in the Zaporizhia region, according to the Ukrainian authorities. Rescuers were combing the rubble for any other victims, according to Kirilo Tymoshenko, a senior official in the Ukrainian presidential office. Critical infrastructure was also hit in the northeast Kharkiv region, in the area of Izium, wounding three workers, the regional administration said. An infrastructure target was hit in the Odessa region, Governor Maxim Marchenko said on Telegram, warning about the threat of a massive missile barrage on the entire territory of Ukraine. Officials in the Poltava, Kharkiv, Chmelnytsky, and Rivne regions urged residents to stay in bomb shelters. Thursday's blasts followed the huge barrage of Russian strikes on Tuesday. That was the biggest attack to date on Ukraine's energy infrastructure to date, and also resulted in a missile hitting Poland. The resulting blast, which killed two Poles, was initially blamed by Zelensky on the Russian missile terror. But the emerging consensus among Western governments is that Poland was actually struck by a Ukrainian anti-aircraft missile which went off course. Russia has increasingly targeted Ukraine's power grid as winter approaches. The most recent barrage followed days of euphoria in Ukraine sparked by one of its biggest military successes, the retaking last week of the southern city of Kherson. The head of Ukraine's presidential office, Andriy Yermak, called the strikes on energy targets naive tactics of cowardly losers in a Telegram post on Thursday. "Ukraine has already withstood extremely difficult strikes by the enemy, which did not lead to results the Russian cowards hoped for," Yermak wrote, urging Ukrainians not to ignore air raid sirens. With the Kremlin's forces on the ground being pushed back, Russia has increasingly resorted in recent weeks to aerial onslaughts aimed at energy infrastructure and other civilian targets in parts of Ukraine it doesn't hold. Ambassador Gennady Gatilov, permanent representative of the Russian Federation to the United Nations office in Geneva, has said that the airstrikes are most certainly a response to the Ukrainian attacks on our territory. Every day they are shelling residential neighborhoods and killing civilians. We can't just stand idly by when this happens on a daily basis, he insisted. Separately, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres announced an extension of a 4-month-old deal to ensure the safe delivery of export of grain, foodstuffs and fertilizers from Ukraine through the Black Sea just days before it was set to expire. Guterres said in a statement the United Nations is also fully committed to removing obstacles that have impeded the export of food and fertilizer from Russia, which is one of two agreements struck between the two countries and Turkey in July. The deals signed in Istanbul are aimed to help bring down prices of food and fertilizer and avoid a global food crisis. Meanwhile, President Zelensky called the extension of the grain deal a key decision in the global fight against the food crisis. There was no immediate confirmation of the agreement from Russia, although the aforementioned Ambassador Gatilov has suggested that Russia is not satisfied with the deal, claiming that Ukraine has turned the Black Sea Initiative into a commercial endeavor that allows it to finance its military supplies. Jamie Keaton in Geneva, and Susan Fraser in Ankara, Turkey, contributed to this report. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.